And let's welcome Joe from Hawaii. Joe, good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and thank you so much for all that you're doing to put the word out there for us common people that, you know, just want to survive what's coming in the future.
Let me tell you something. We're all common people, and I'm nobody special. I'm just some guy, and I'm so offended that we can tolerate these criminals working to destroy our government, and they're taking out our best and brightest leaders. And anyway, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt, but I'm just a regular guy like you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This is actually coming. I've been doing a lot of research myself, and the New World Order and all the things that have happened, 9/11. But really what concerns me is, and you had that great guest, John Moore, on about the upcoming events, the natural disasters that put a great fear in me. You know, am I going to be prepared enough? Where am I to go? And I know this is kind of off the lines of what you're speaking about, but I was hoping that you might be able to backtrack and explain a little bit of your feelings about where you feel is the safest spot to be during that time when Planet X is going to come closest to us, which we really don't have a time and date.
Well, actually, I can give you a time and date on Planet X because I was just in conference with the head of an international intelligence agency who told me that an undisclosed planetary body is going to pass very near Earth on, he gave me two dates. He gave me August 17th and again on September 26th as two dates to be very, very, very careful about. And okay. Said that there, I don't know if it's true. I have no way of verifying this, but that's what was whispered in my ear by a very senior intelligence officer from a foreign intelligence agency, and I can't disclose who because
I understand.
And the other thing that I was told this directly by Gordon Duff, and he wrote an article about German involvement with this group called DVD, that they're going to try to trigger a second Japan earthquake by detonating a nuclear weapon underneath into the tectonic plate near where Japan has their secret uranium enrichment plant. That's supposed to occur on June 21st or 22nd. He's not sure, but he has an article up on veteranstoday.com about that. And as far as where the safest place to go, on the planet or in the continental USA, let's try to narrow the discussion down a little bit. On the planet, I look at where the Bushes are buying their property in Patagonia in Argentina. That's probably the safest place. But I don't have the money to get there. I don't know. I don't will. But I just think, be away from the coastline and be away from any heavy areas of volcanism, because if we're going to have earthquakes, who knows what goes with that. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I live in the Hawaiian Islands where
I saw that.
It sits on all the, Diamond Head, which is a inactive volcano, and then you've got Mauna Loa. Everyone knows about Kilauea, but no one ever talks about Mauna Loa, which is, 13,000 feet above sea level, and it's still an active crater underneath.
Well, Joe, here's our break music is coming up. You want to hang on over the break?
I would love to.
Hang on, just we'll be back in a few minutes. This is Mike Harris on Republic Broadcasting Network, and it's Tuesday, June 5th, 2012. We're on with our caller, Joe, from Hawaii. Joe, go ahead and ask her a question. What else do you have?
So you're saying, thanks again for having me. August 17, September 26, those are some critical times.
Like I said, I have no way of verifying those, but those were two dates that were whispered in my ear by the head of a foreign intelligence agency.
Okay.
So,
and that's in conjunction with the Planet X coming close to our planet.
Yeah, that's some unidentified planetary body coming next. But no, I appreciate where you're going on this, but I kind of need to stay focused on my theme for the day, which is assassination attempts, because I've got some points to make and I want to make them.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Is there another time that I can call back and speak with you? Are you going to have this subject back on in the near future?
I hadn't thought about it, but it may be worthwhile, because if we're going to be having big Earth changes, I'll need to find someone who can speak with more authority than I can, because like you and like most of our listeners, I'm learning, but I want to get back on my topic today, okay? So why don't you talk to our board operator and leave a number with him, and I can always call you back.
Please, I really appreciate it, and thank you for all that you do.
All right, you bet, Joe. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.